Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel is actually learned in Masechta Sukkah, the exact same Mishnah. Back in Masechta Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudbeis, Chapter 3, Mishnah 12. And the reason why it's mentioned here in Masechta Rosh Hashanah is because it's continuing the takanos, the enactments that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had made. So this is going to be a review for that which we learned back in Masechta Sukkah, and you can find it in your emails and the recordings in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudbeis. So here we go. Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Barishona, initially, Haya Halulav, the Lulav, Nitzal B'Mikdash, it was taken in the base of Mikdash, Shiva, all 7 days of the Chag, U'Medina, Yom Echad, and in the provinces outside the base of Mikdash, for only 1 day. As the Pasuk says, V'Samachta Mufnei Hashem, you will rejoice before Hashem, Elokechem, your God, Shivas Yom, 7 days. What's before Hashem? That's before Hashem in the base of Mikdash, is 7 days. But in the provinces, it was only 1 day, as the Pasuk says, Ulakachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon, you'll take it on the first day. So the base of Mikdash, they shook the lulav 7 days, and in the provinces, they shook the lulav only 1 day. But Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hizkin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, a new enactment, Sheyei Lulav Nidal Medina Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash, that we take the Lulav in the Medina, in the provinces, for 7 days to commemorate how we used to take it for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, like we do nowadays. We take it for all 7 days, except for Shabbos, of course, but we take it for all 7 days. Okay, and then second is Vashiyeh Yom HaNeif Kulay Aser. The Yom HaNeif is totally forbidden. What does that mean? So Yom HaNeif is referring to the Hanafas HaOmer, the bringing of the Karban Omer. And when you bring the Karban Omer, it would permit you to eat from the Chadash, from the new grains, up until you bring the Karban Omer. On the 16th of Nisan, you don't eat from the Chadash, from the new grains. But once the 16th of Nisan comes along and you bring the Karban Omer, then you can eat from the Chadash, from the new grains. So that was the normal way. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that you can't eat from the Chadash the entire day. Kula, the whole day is Aser. So normally, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would wait till the 16th of Nisan. And then they'd bring this Karban Omer. And once they brought it, now it would permit you to eat from the new grains, from the Chadash. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he made a takana that the entire day, the whole 16th day of Nisan, it would be forbidden to eat from the Chadash until the next day, until the 7th day of Nisan. And the Bartanur explains that the reason for this can be found back in Masechta Sukkah. I'm not going to go into it now, but if you want to listen to the reason, just refer back to the recording in Perek 3, Chapter 3, Mishnah 12, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudbeis, Masechta Sukkah, and you'll see the reason there why we forbid, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the entire day of the 16th from eating the new grains up until the 17th of the of Nisan, until the next day, unlike during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that they were able to eat it immediately after they brought the Karban Omer. Okay? That is Mishnah Gimel. Moving right along to Mishnah Dalet. Barishona, again, similar theme of the Takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Barishona, in the beginning, Hayim Mekabel Netzach HaChodesh B'Kol HaYom. In the beginning, they would accept testimony of renewing the new month, going back into the theme of renewing the new month, like we had in the beginning of the Masechta. So they would accept the testimony from witnesses to renew the new month, Kol HaYom, the whole day. Meaning the whole day, the 30th day of the month, that even if Eidim came at the end of the day, right before Shkia, right before sunset, and they testified that they saw the new moon in its newness, Beis Din would sanctify the month, according to their testimony, on the 30th day, and they'd make that very day Rosh Chodesh. Even though the days, come out over, it's almost over, there's an hour left, they'd still make that day Rosh Chodesh. And according to most commentaries, the Kavanah, the intent of the Mishnah, is explaining that we're referring here to the 30th day of Elul. Why Elul? If Adam came even towards the very end of the day and they testified they saw the new moon, Beis Din would make the 30th day of Elul like Rosh Chodesh and like Rosh Hashanah, because right after Elul comes Rosh Hashanah, right? The first of Tishrei. And since they were waiting the whole day for the Adam to come, what they would do is they had a suffix, they had a doubt. Is today going to be Rosh Hashanah or is today not going to be Rosh Hashanah? So they were knowing, they had the custom to take upon themselves the Kedush, the sanctity of the Chag of Rosh Hashanah, Misafik, out of doubt. Meaning, Metchilas Ha'erev Shel Ha'esem V'Teisha Be'Elul, for the beginning of the evening of the 29th day of Elul, they'd already consider it like it's Rosh Hashanah. from the chash, from the concern that maybe Ada will come and testify, and it'll come out that that day really was Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Pamach, as in one time, Nishtau Edim Lava, the Edim delayed from coming until it was almost, you know, almost the next day, it was getting very dark. Viniskalku Levim Bashir. And the Levim made a mistake with their shir, with their daily shir, their daily song that they would sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning every day they would sing a certain song. And during the, when would they sing this? It would be about during the time of the Hakrav, of the sacrifice of the Karban Tamid of the morning. And so too, they'd also sing during the sacrifice of the Karban Tamid in the evening. The Levim would say the Shir, like we say nowadays, Hayom Yom Rishon the Shabbos, Sheni the Shabbos, like we say at the end of davening. Those are the Shirs that the Levim would sing, right? And for Rosh Hashanah, there was also a special Shir for the Levim to sing. But as long as the Edim did not come, what would they do? They would sing the songs of the weekday, right? Meaning in the morning of the 30th of Elul, they would sing the song of the weekday. Because the Edim didn't come yet, right? And they didn't know if the day was holy yet. So they would sing this during the Hakrevas of the Tamar, they brought the Karban Tamar in the morning, they would sing the regular weekday song. But after the Karban Tamar that was brought in the evening, if the Edim came already, Im Karbo Ediyah Chodesh, they came, and they testified and based and sanctified the new month, as the 30th day should be now Rosh Hashanah. So Levim then would say the Shir of Rosh Hashanah, right? So that's the normal way. But then one time, Pamachas, the Edim delayed from coming, and it came the time to bring the Karban Tamid, right? And it didn't come yet. So Levim didn't know, what do we do? Do we say the Shir of the Chag, or do we say the Shir of the weekday? And that's how they got messed up. The Gemara says, you know, some say that they didn't say the Shir of the Yom Tov, they didn't say the Shir of the Yom Tov, rather they said the Shir of the weekday. That's how they messed up. Then the Edim came right away and said it's Rosh Hashanah. Others explained, they said no Shir at all. So, the Kitzer, they messed it up. So, you know, and then of course afterwards the Edim came, you know, a minute before the sun had set, and they said, yeah, we saw the new month, and Basin made the month holy, and they made it as if it's Rosh Hashanah. So Levium, you know, they can't operate a choir like that if you don't know what the day is going to be until a minute before the sunset. So what happened was, Iskinu, the Bezim made a takana. They said, okay, we can't go like this. Doesn't make it. You know, we got to operate, you know, with a method. So Iskinu made a takana. Bezim made a takana. We don't accept testimony for the new month. El ara mincha. Only up until mincha. Meaning up until the time where you'd bring the Karban Tamid of the evening. They come by then, good. If not, we go on with the show. We can't, you know, be in doubt. Is today going to be Rosh Hashanah or not? If Edom did come after Mincha, then Noah and Oso Yom, we consider that day Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh, and the next day Kodesh. Meaning, Kolomar, Shema Abramas El, they'd make El a 30-day month, okay? And then they'd make Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei Lamachar, the next day, okay? Ella, but, nevertheless, they would be mashlim masyam ashloshim. They would complete the 30th day of Elul with the kedusha of the chag, just like Moshe Nogel misafik kodesh shabu edim, like they used to do before Edim would come. They weren't sure, so they, you know, still applied the kedusha of the chag in order they shouldn't be mezalzel, shouldn't disgrace the day b'yom zeh l'shana haba next year, and then they'll do malacha. I mean, like this, people will say, "Hey, last year, right? We celebrated Rosh Hashanah for naught. It wasn't really Rosh Hashanah. Because from Mincha, Shari Mina Mincha, Chazarnu, V'Nagu B'Bechol, because once Mincha came, we considered it like a weekday, right? And they didn't want to make this, you know, disgrace. So they would consider the rest of the days holy, so the following year, if anything would happen, they wouldn't disgrace the day, and they consider it holy also. Okay. However, Bakrava's a Tamid, but during the sacrifice of the Karban Tamid of the evening, they would still say the weekday Shir. Okay, because it was really the weekday. They just always would consider the rest of the day holy, so in the future they shouldn't come to disgrace, you know, that day if it's really going to be Rosh Hashanah. Okay? And the Iker Kedusha of the Chag, the main part of the Kedusha of the Chag, you know, Tkiya Shofar is for the blowing of the Shofar, and for the Karbanos Hayom, and for the Shir of the Yom Tov, all those things they did, you know, the next day, Lamacha, the next day. Okay? And the next day was really Rosh Hashanah, so that would make sense. Okay, now Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and now there's no concern that the Levim will mess up the Shir, because there's no more Shir, there's no more Kabanos. So now, Hiskin Yechav Ben Zakkai, Yechav Ben Zakkai made new Takana. She Mekal Ben Ezechadosh Kol Yom, you can accept the testimony the entire day, the entire 30th day of Elul. And even if the Edom came right near Shkia, right near sunset, the Beis would accept their testimony and make the 30th day as Rosh Hashanah, and they make it as Rosh Hashanah.
And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees that if the Edom came from Mincha and onward, okay, they would have the custom, Noagim Oso Ayom, they'd make that day holy, and the next day holy. That which we made a tekana, to accept the testimony of the new month for the whole entire day, that's Dafka for Rosh Chodesh, right? And the 30th day of Elul should be Koveya Ke'echa B'Tishrei, the first of Tishrei. And then according to this, you could set up all the Yom Tovim to come after that. You know, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Aval Ilyin Achag, Rosh Hashanah, but regarding the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, Lunakra Takanasam Shal Kodmonim Mekomu. We didn't uproot the previous Takana of the previous generations. And if Adam came from Mincha and onward, they would have the Kedusha, Chogim Shtengi Yomim Shal Rosh Hashanah. They'd have, you know, the Chag for 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, they'd have the 2 days. And Mikanish Hanoi Kakavua, Shechogim Gambi Menu, Shnei Yom Shal Rosh Hashanah, Echa B'Tishrei Yishnayim B'Tishrei. Meaning, and nowadays, what we have, why do we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? It's because of this. Because we have a doubt. When is the real day? And therefore, even nowadays, we always have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The first of Tishrei and the second of Tishrei are considered one long day. Yom Ha'arichta, one long day. And it's one Kedusha. We consider it as one long day for Rosh Hashanah. So, and that's what we have nowadays. Finally, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, V'yozos hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, furthermore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, sha'afilu rosh beizdin b'chol makom, that if the head, the leader of the beizdin, is not around, yeah? Shelo yu ha'edim holchen el makom avad, that the edim, even though, you know, the mitzvah to say, you know, to be sanctified the new month and say, Mekudosh, right? The head of the basin says Mekudosh, and everyone responds, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, like we learned earlier. So here what he's saying is that if the Rosh basin is not around, we don't go look after him, you know, maybe went to the Bahamas, let's go find him. No. Rather, we go after the Vad, we go after the actual basin where they're sitting. And even if the head of the basin is not around, we'll sanctify the new month like we normally do. All right, and that's the last halacha here in Mishnah Daled, and we'll hold it here for today.